And we start with that new order from Attorney General William Barr. It concerns asylum seekers at the southern border who don't come through legal ports of entry. They come between those crossings. Barr says that even if they establish a credible fear of persecution or torture in their home country, they must be denied bail, in other words, detained or jailed. It's aimed at stopping catch and release. That's the practice of catching migrants crossing illegally and then, if they qualify for an asylum hearing, releasing them on bail while they await trial. The Barr mandate won't go into effect for 90 days to allow border officials to get ready, but since holding centers are over capacity, it's unclear where these asylum seekers will go. Alora Mukherjee is a professor at the Columbia Law School, where she also directs the school's Immigrants Rights Clinic. Professor, we know this no-bail mandate from Barr does not apply to families or children. A recent court order says they have to be released on bail in 20 days. It doesn't apply to people not seeking asylum. They can be deported. It applies to asylum seekers crossing outside the points of entry. What does the law, the Immigration and Nationality Act, say about that?
Well, U.S. immigration law recognizes that asylum seekers may enter the United States at designated ports of entry where there are Customs and Border Patrol agents, and also that asylum seekers may enter the United States in the spaces between designated ports of entry. And unless William Barr's order is successfully challenged in court, it will result in thousands of asylum seekers being detained for indefinite periods of time, potentially months and months, while their immigration cases are pending.
Of course, this will be challenged in court. But what legal basis does he have?
There seems to be little legal basis for Attorney General Barr's order. Section 236 of the Immigration and Nationality Act explicitly provides for those individuals who have passed their credible fear interviews to be eligible for bond. The statute says that the Department of Homeland Security may, not must, may detain these individuals or may release them on bond or conditional parole. The Attorney General's reading of the statute is at odds with its plain language and the way that the statute has been interpreted for years.
Well, but you said a few things there. You said that it does say that they may detain these people, and he is obviously taking them up on that. And you also said that they must pass this initial test proving that they have a credible claim of persecution or torture if they return. So these are people who have made it through that gate. They've proven that they have a reason to ask for asylum, and Barr is saying they still should not be given bail or bond and must be jailed. We thought another court in Washington just last month ruled that people with this credible claim of a need for asylum had to be able to seek bail to be released from any kind of detention within 7 days of requesting that bail. Does Barr's edict overrule that?
You're exactly right. A federal court in Washington state ruled that asylum seekers who've passed their credible fear interview must be given a bond hearing within 7 days. And there is obvious tension between those two decisions, but the federal court injunction has greater weight.
Look, the president and Attorney General William Barr and Jeff Sessions before Barr have all said that the asylum system needs to be fixed. The president said it's being abused, and this is an attempt to stop these people who are coming through, not through legal ports of entry. We understand a lot of them are actually looking for border agents. They're trying to turn themselves in because the legal ports of entry, many of them are so backed up. But devil's advocate, doesn't the president have a point that something has to be done with the people who are not coming through the legal ports of entry?
Yes, there are many things that should be done to fix our broken immigration system. We should be treating asylum seekers who are fleeing the worst dangers imaginable. We should be treating them humanely when they come to our borders. We should be offering them shelter and support and upholding our best American ideals and our international treaty obligations under the Refugee Convention. We should not be locking up asylum seekers who are fleeing for their lives in immigration detention centers, which are often located in remote areas where they do not have access to counsel, where there is hardly any access to interpreters who can help them figure out how to apply for asylum. The priorities of the administration are not in line with recognizing the humanity of the people who are fleeing to the United States in an effort to save their lives. And I want to go back to the statutory interpretation point. The Immigration and Nationality Act says that the Department of Homeland Security may detain asylum seekers, but it also provides for immigration judges to release these individuals under bond or on conditional parole. And Attorney General Barr, in his decision yesterday, says that the Department of Homeland Security must detain these individuals, which is contrary to the language of the statute.
Elora Mukherjee, a professor at Columbia Law School, where she also directs the school's Immigrants' Rights Clinic. Professor Mukherjee, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.